So after Gloucester, it was Moseley, I think.
Yeah.
Kent's Bees.
Oh, and Moseley, yeah.
Cinderford. He coached at Chosen Hill.
Yeah.
Coaching at Hereford now.
Oh, Fish Hereford.
He coached at Hereford now.
Yeah. Owen Moseley was with Smalls, really. Wanted to sign for Worcester. But Les Kurtzman said, we're on holiday. And he said, I have to wait. We go to Florida. I've been to Florida on holiday and come back. I have to wait. Les come back. And Smalls is ringing me, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So in the end, I said, I'll go. And it was a little bit about money, really. It's more or less to save money. Mm-hmm. So I went to Moseley. The good thing, by the end of that season, I ended up captain Moseley. We beat Worcester to stop them going up, which is even better, really.
So
I had the pleasure to go in their change room and say to Les, thanks for turning up, boys, and unlucky, see you next year. So Paul Alford played that game, played for Worcester, so we ended up beating him at the Reddings.
So that was your first year with
me? I think it was my first year, yeah. I'm sure it was. Then I'd cut years there, and then I'd be fair, we had a couple of daughters, young daughters, and the travelling, so I got my own business, so it was a bit of a hard time. And then I remember I was up there when Bucker was up there, and I used to take it to turns driving up. We used to meet in Golden Valley and train and drive it together, take turns and drive it. And unfortunately, my wife had a miscarriage, but it happened on the side of the floor, walking out the door. She didn't feel very well. You're right, yeah. You're sure I want to go train? Yeah, you go on. Got the end of the road, phone caller, better come home, come on. Rang Bucko, and it was all east signs of paying Bucko, and I saw it. Mostly, not a lot really, I was not playing Saturday. Mm. So I said, no, only a Saturday. So got it all sorted. I had a couple of weeks off, wasn't it? And there was no, sorry to hear about that, Mark, or anything like that. And it was probably a month before Christmas. With it, and they said, oh, are you playing a second team? I said, I ain't gonna. And be fair, he owed me some money as well, that sort of thing. I said, look, I can't be asked for it. I played one game, and I played really well, got my man of the match. I come off, and they said, we're putting a bench here next week. And I couldn't be asked for it. I think Smalls was away somewhere, and I just went, I can't be. So I just walked off, put my boots on, drove the car home, and I rang him up and said, look, mate, I'm fish, I've had it. It's just a belly full of rugby, really. Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturdays, going away up everywhere. I just need a break from it. So I jacked in there. We got it all sorted and everything. I had a cab car. They come down. Lee Ford, who was there, came and picked the car and took it away. And I thought, I'm going to have Christmas off, and then I might play a bit of local rugby after Christmas. And then Willie rings me from Pertent Bees, who's coaching Pertent Bees then. So Willie and Spanner, which is obviously good mates from Gloucester. So they had a game New Year's Day for all days up in Birmingham. And they were obviously, which is probably third division then. They were going all right, wanted to come up, went out there and watched that New Year's Day. I had a chat with them. And I said, oh, I was a bit, well, I don't know. And then he said, look, come train him, so here you go. And no obligation. So I ended up went training and signed on, played. And we never lost a game. At the end of the season, we got promoted to National National One. So it was good. Be fair, going to Birmingham, it was like, because of William Spanner, it was like going on tour. We had a little Bilingo. They give a Bilingo for travelling. There's a slot in the back of the Bilingo. And Mark Nicholson ended up coming up as well when I was there. And then lastly, Dave Knight from Place for Saints now. He was at Gloucester for a bit. You know, he's a good player. We had four of us going out there. We had such a, because Willie drive, because he don't drink that much. So we'd have a few beers on a Saturday at the clubhouse. And it was like Gloucester, really. They had a little bar in the back. We'd get in there and just chill out, have something to eat. We'd go away, we'd have a few beers. Willie got a coach. If we won, there was a pub at the road called Jefferson's. Go and have one in Jefferson's, Willie. And he'd go, oh, God, I don't want to stop in Jefferson's. Come on, Willie. So 10 o'clock, you're still in there. Like, he wanted to get home. Willie wants to get home and watch the video of the game. Like, you know. But, you know, fantastic. And then I was there, and then Willie finished. Willie and Spanner finished, really. And then Glanners rang me about the player coach at Cinderford. So
yeah,
I went to Cinderford for 3 years. 3 years player coach. We got promotion National 3, I think it was then. Actually, yeah, it's changed a bit then. So, it was hard then, really, because Glanners was still team manager down here, like, you know, so he was obviously trying to run it more professionally, but he wasn't here on a, he wasn't there on a Saturday really. So he watched the video, and it's hard trying to coach when you're watching video what you see really. And be fair, it's cynical at the time. They paid a bit of money, and some of the players were on half decent money, and some players don't always justify that money, do they? So it's the people knew they are going to Cinderford because you get a bit of cash. But they got sort of that, you know, look at it, they've got strength for strength now. They've, you know, Dixie's done a good job there, and Pasty before, really. So, I started enjoying Cinderford. We used to, you know, Bob Flutes, we used to go there, and he played Dino, and we used to have a great time, like, you know, away trips, home trips. Then I went back to Chelsea, which is my club really. I say my first club, but my brothers, I'm from Churchtown Boys. So obviously Chelsea school, a lot of friends there. My brother Ailey played there for years and years. So I went back just to help them out. They were struggling a bit, and then ended up taking on the head coach sort of thing. And we did really well, good bunch of lads there. Good thing, there's no money there, it was all for joy. We had a couple of players in, were floating around, they came and played for us, and good bunch of players, good hardcore players. And when I first went there, you have 8-9 training, like, you know, and you could say, you look, boys, we're not going to win Saturday with 8-9 training, we were sort of bottom of Western Counties and struggling, and then we got training, we dropped a few on the Saturday at 2 o'clock because, you know, 1 o'clock meeting, they're all up 2 o'clock with a fag and a been out the night before. So we got rid of, they played for the seconds. There was a few young kids that we brought through, and they're still playing today, aren't they? And we just scraped relegation. We won the last 6 or 7, I think we did, and then with the year later, we unfortunately were always Hartbury in the league. So Hartbury mirrored us they went up through the leagues where they are now, and we finished second in the Western Counties North, and then we had a playoff, and we beat Ivor Bridge at home, but we put us in the South West World, which level 6 for Chosen Hill was fantastic. We did really well. First year we beat Brixham, we were now National Leagues. We beat them at home, lost by a point away, and we were mid table, we did really well. But then obviously we had a few injuries, and to be fair, the travelling was just killing some of our boys. I think they're builders and they work on a Saturday mornings, £100, £50, and you're asking them to get on a coach at 7:30 to go down to Newquay and stuff like that. But the way we got over that, we chucked some money in, a few of it, and they had a free day really, so no match fees. When they come back, the bus was full of beer, bit of food, and they sat there, they were happy as Larry. I was in the buzz with the toilet. They were like back in the Gloucester for 10 o'clock. Oh, Gloucester boys, nothing outside Gloucester, is there? So back in Gloucester for 10. You also dropped injuries, which we struggled in. You got teams that league now, they're paying against, Brixham, we'll talk to the coach here, I know quite well. They're paying something like £150 a game. Okay. And that's that level. We remember being with Chelsea now, and he was gutted. He said, look, they're not local boys, they're from different parts of Devon. I said, you better off get them on a coach, get some beer on it, and get them all together and gel and whatever, because they're not, you can see in a game, like, they just weren't together. And then I finished there, we got relegated, and I had a little boy born there. We got an half year's bit of a difference, 1916 and 4 my kids, but we had a little boy, and it's just time really. I said, I've got my own business was busy in Steers, and I just time to do everything really, and you come up with his emails you've got to reply to, and then you've got to go to training. So I finished then, and then I best part of the year off, and then Ryan Lamb's dad Remy from Alan Lamb, which spoke from Hereford, wanted me to do some coaching and whatever, so I ended up going to Hereford for last season really.
Well, thanks very much, Marty.
Thank you.
That was very good.